goes in there, cuts it down to the rope.
Down to the bottom. Yeah.
Down to the water, yeah. Keep it cold to drink, yeah. We didn't have no refrigerator then.
I don't know if you had any potatoes or turnips, but where would you store them in the winter?
Turnips?
Yeah.
We'd hit them.
You'd what?
Hit them. Scoop beard about this deep.
About a foot deep or so.
Around a pole, yeah. Put the turnips in there where the greens are on the outside. Put that turnips and put that on that and so they grow, the greens grow all the winter. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, then what would you call, you know, the place, where'd you say, where you put all the animals, usually, where was that called? You know, when they go out to graze?
Pasture?
Right.
Yeah.
And, the different place in the, where they might just stand around, you know, that was outside.
Yeah, I called it a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, did you ever raise cotton?
Oh, yeah. In 1940, was the last time I had 12 acres of cotton. I tried to make 2 bales an acre, and the boy was hit me, and I got 550 pounds of seed cotton. Didn't even get a bale off of 12 acres. That's when I had to quit.
Wow. Did you ever get any that you could, you know, that you could grow and you could make a profit on?
Yeah, I raised and sold and made a good profit on it, kind of, but it grew up and down. And some years you make good and some years you didn't make too much. We have to holler a gunner. Now the gunners were 15 miles from here.
How did you grow cotton? What'd you do to grow it?
Break the ground and we put a distributor, a gear and a distributor running through that list on that and knock it off and plant the cotton seed on top of that. Mm-hmm. On that little ridge after you knock it off. Hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. And then how did you harvest it, and what'd you do?
We'd get it open, and we'd pick it and take it to the gin, have it ginned, and take it to the garden and sell it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field when you don't want it?
Cotton grass.
What'd you do to get rid of it?
You have to... No, they got poison, but then we had to keep it hold out. And now they got poison, but they can poison that grass and kill it. Won't hurt the cotton.
And you say, like, you know, cotton and corn, they grow in a
field. Yeah.
Did you, and what would you say? Tobacco's grown in a...
I raised little tobacco, not much.
How'd you raise it? If you raised some?
Yeah, raised it. I set down rows about this far apart.
About 2 feet or so, yeah.
Yeah, let it grow up and put the leaves off and tied up little hands and come a rainy day,